HKX. Mobile.
KO4HKX. KO4PXB.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Loving this weather.
Enjoy while you can, though. KP2HXS.
I heard that it's going to rain for a couple days again.
Like the money from working today, I've been off KD4IOX.
I got this. Hey, Leon. Dave, I heard you also. And Lloyd, I doubled with you the last transmission, so go ahead and repeat yourself, and then Dave, go ahead and pick it up.
It's KO4PXB. Yeah, there'll be a rain for a couple more, you know, days, and then it'll be nice and pretty for a little while.
Good evening, gentlemen, and Patrick, KB2HXS here. Just a few minutes out from the house. Traffic's a little backed up on Taylor's Road. Don't know why. Go ahead, Leon. I think it's Leon in there, right?
And hello, Dave. Good to hear you again. Patrick, are you working hard?
To get home so I can take care of some broken stuff since their distributor got out of business. And Lloyd, yes, it's supposed to rain all weekend this weekend. And Dave, what you been out doing today?
Taking care of a couple of air conditioning issues. Went from heat to air conditioning. I just got done replacing the condenser motor. I'm heading back to the house, but man, I don't know if there's an accident here or what on Taylor's Road, but it's backed up, almost back down to Buncombe, 290 down here. Anyway, hello, Lloyd. I hope we didn't pass you over, but why don't you go ahead and take a round there, Lloyd. I'm sorry I forget your call. I won't say it wrong. This is KB2HXS Mobile. Dave here.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, it's always fun trying to find something to do with a four-year-old when it's raining inside, or outside, actually.
But I don't have a whole lot to say. Just enjoying the day. Didn't get called into work, and I guess I'm not going to work till next week. So, Patrick, we're talking about going up to Seaverville, maybe leaving the mall.
So I won't be there, leave till Friday, probably around lunchtime.
Some good places to eat.
I'm going to have to say 7-3, guys pulling in for me to take care of. So I'll be back here in a little bit. KO4HKX, y'all have a good one. 7-3.
See if I got this. Gentlemen. What? I don't understand that word. All right, Patrick, have a good afternoon. KO4HKX and the group. KB2HXS, over to you, Leon.
Enjoying the weather. I got my wife's car washed. I washed my truck. Trying to figure out, I guess I'm going to go wash the camper next. And the wife's been playing in the camper all day, so we're going to get that squared away so we can get it hooked up and ready to go.
Oh, you got a little weekend away planned, a little camping?
We're having the Seaverville Ham Fest this weekend over in Tennessee, outside of Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. And we're going to take a camper over there and make a weekend out of it, sit back, relax, just get out of town.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not allowed to go to those anymore. I buy too much stuff.
To phrase it, there's an air conditioning unit over there that you have to work on, and it's going to require an overnight stay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure. I said my high-frequency part buoyancy coil has to be replaced, along with the muffler bearing.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And I might be a trucker. I haven't heard that one.
Oh, my gosh. I drove for a long time with Allied Van Lines. I was an owner-operator. Muffler bearing. There was a couple other ones, too. They were pretty funny.
They actually have a CB radio in it, so I leave it on 19 just to keep up date on the traffic stuff.
I got out of it in 04, and I had an ICOM 706 Mach 2G. That was before these 7000s came out. I had that in my truck with a screwdriver and 10 around one mirror bracket and the NR770 up through the roof. And I had a CB in the truck because right after 9/11, I switched off the freight because nobody was moving. I hauled for a company out of Joplin, Missouri for about a year. And you needed that radio to be able to go hit dock number so-and-so, whatever. So you had to do that.
Tool to have for the industry anyway. But I'm like you, I want to figure out a package I can keep in my bag that will work real well in the truck. Because we're slip seating, and I may have one truck this truck I'm driving now is bad for like a couple weeks. But they may swap it out, the leased one from Penske, so they may swap it out and put me in another one. And I don't want to have to worry about tracking down where my radio went. So I got to put it in and take it out every day.
Gotcha. Lloyd, do you want to get in there and jump in and say something? Go ahead, please. Lloyd. Oh, well. I'm sure he'll come back in if he wants to. Anyway, yeah, I had, of course, I was an owner-operator, so I had the head of the 706 mounted up on the upper dash, and the base of the radio was in the bunk. And it worked out really well for me. But, yeah, I never had to worry about slip-seating.
Big plus, not having to worry about that. Anybody on the list that want to jump in, feel free to jump in. I don't mean to jump in and run everybody else off. Just having a little chit-chat. Join it, KD4IOX.
Jack says, anybody else want to jump in? We'll leave a little pregnant pause there. Yeah, my 706 is out to repair. But I've got a couple of the I-7000s, which the radio that actually took over for the 706. And the 7000 has proven to be a really good radio. I've got three of them, one in this vehicle, one on my desk, and getting ready to put one in my wife's car.
Did you like the 7000 better than the 706 KF4MUF?
I like both. The 7000 is a little bit more updated, but I still won't buy a brand new radio. It's just too doggone expensive. But yeah, I still got my 706. Go ahead there, MUS.
I've got the 706, the Mark II. I don't have the G. And that's a good little rig. I like that little radio. But I've heard a lot of good things about the 7000s, too.
7000s. See if I got this. The trick with the 7000s is don't run them on high power. I run my radio at the house on 50% power because I'm on a tower, and I got my antenna up on a tower. And in the vehicle, I only run it at about 75% power. This way, I'm not overheating the radio and causing the issue with the preamp module. Go ahead, Leon. Pick it up, KB2HXS.
I'm now on 25 watts. I don't want to run them high power. It just burns them up. It's got too much heat. Of course, they say it won't do that, but I like to be conservative in all things I do. So, and Jody, good afternoon to you, sir.
Sound like you had a good day off.
Yesterday told me you won't be upset if we don't have you work Wednesday, will you? I said, well, nah, that's okay. You know, they ask you that when you're working. So, you know, when you're working, you always want to be off. But, yeah, no problem. And I'm taking this weekend off, so I may not be in until next week. And even then, I may not go in, so we'll see. But it's good weather today. Good day to be home.
Yep, I just got off myself, headed to the house.
Sure, earlier, I filed my taxes. I think it was last week. I've already got my taxes back. Wow. Well, federal side, anyway.
Gentlemen, I'm going to duck out. I'm on the street. I'm going to be in my driveway in seconds here. You folks have a nice day. This is KB2HXS 73, guys, and we'll catch you later.
You're going to watch some guys in the street now. Good to hear you, Dave. Good talk to you. Take care, 73, KD4IOX.
Let's see it. KB2HXS clear. Gone.
Today.
I had to do a bunch of dress-up work around the park area. Get some ruts out of some ground and stuff so we can seed and mulch it. That kind of stuff.
Neighborhood. You're a good man.
line this late in the day.
You got any plans for a weekend?
To speak of, you know, just probably take her around the house. About the only thing I got. How about you?
Camping at the Hamfest. They have a campground over there in Seaverville. That was Pigeon Forge. Calabo's campground, I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Before?
Several times. It's a really good campground.
Is it a good Hamfest?
Yes. It's much better than the one we just attended.
Into the repeater. Yeah, because we talked about taking a ride up there, but, you know, I wasn't sure about doing it because I didn't know how it was.
I don't want to give you empty promises, but I like Seaverville. I mean, this is the third year we're going.
But, you know, you're going to go camp and hang out there. You know, we didn't hear about it till this past weekend, so it's not my long weekend, it's a short weekend. But that's what we talked about doing originally, is going up there and staying the night and hanging out there.
Yeah. When's spring break for school? My daughter says it's the 25th through 29th of this month, so we'll miss spring break. That's good. Won't be as crowded. On this camper. Well, let me go, Jody. Good talking to you. Glad you jumped in there. And hopefully I'll see you at the Hamfest this weekend. Be nice to see you there. KD4IOS. Clear on your file.
Enjoy your afternoon. Yes, it's good to chat with you all in the afternoons on the way home. Probably catch you in the morning. KF4MUF, 7-3, Leo.
Oh, not till next week. But we'll catch up with you. KD4IOS.
For EJY Mobile.
NUF Mobile.
How you doing today? I missed part of your call sign. This is Elisha here on this end, KI4EJY.
EJY, I think it was. This is Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox. This is Jody on this end.
How you doing today, Jody?
Making my way to the house.
Same here. Just finished up a long day and headed home.
I'm headed over here to Liberty.
Okay, so you're traveling from Liberty or heading to Liberty?
Liberty.
Gotcha.
Anderson.
How is that? I'm not too familiar with the Liberty area.
Minutes for me.
So, a normal commute, that's not too bad. That's about what mine is, depending on where I'm working that day.
We meet out every morning, so, you know, I know exactly where I got to go every morning.
What kind of work do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for Anderson County. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of fun. I enjoy operating heavy machinery. I don't get to do it a whole lot, but every once in a while a job calls for it and I get to go out there and play around with an excavator or something.
My main job is running a motor grader. Then I run a track hoe and a dozer and stuff like that for them.
Yeah, I got a buddy who used to do that for Greenville Water.
Yeah, we put a lot of pipes in, a lot of cross pipes. Do a lot of road work, a lot of repairs and stuff like that.
How long have you been in the doing that heavy machinery work?
9 years old. I've been doing it since I was in the 20s.
Did you ever go to any schooling for that, or you just grew up doing it and kind of moved into a job position?
Just grew up doing it. Many years of slinging shovels and rocks, working with guys that were a pain in the butt, but they taught you and you listened and that's how you did it. You learned, you grew up doing it that way.
I hear that. That's how I was. You know, our dad would just throw us on a machine and say, all right, figure out how to use this. And know, by the time he came back, you know, he expected you to have a pretty somewhat decent understanding of how to run something, and then he put you on something small and keep working you through. So, yeah, I grew up in the construction business. That's what I do now. So every once in a while, I'll do like a little grading job here or there. Nothing too crazy.
I've cut everything from airports to DOT roads to super elevations, and I've dug everything from pipes to ponds to a little bit of everything. Like I said, man, I've been doing this. I've been running tractors, really, since I was a baby, but running heavy equipment, and, you know, learned a grader when I was in my early 20s and just been doing it ever since.
Well, it sounds like you enjoy it. I mean, I've always enjoyed it whenever I got to run one, but, you know, never had the opportunity to make it my career, but it sounds like you enjoy it at least.
I do enjoy it. You know, I enjoy doing that. See you work.
You might lose me here. I might be going into a little hole here, but I own my own handyman business. I grew up doing carpentry work and worked for some custom home builders, and moved out onto my own, and so I run my own business now. It's just I'm the only employee, and so I stay busy doing a wide assortment of different things, from building cabinets to painting whole houses to, like I said, I do a little bit of grading work and French drains and stuff like that, depending on the client. So, yeah, I work for myself. I run my own business.
That's cool, man. You know, that's a good trade to be in, too.
I'm absolutely swamped right now. I've had my business for about going on 3 years. 3 years this past February, and I've never advertised. I've only worked off the referrals, and I usually stay 4 months booked out. So it's I've been blessed, very blessed, and yeah, it's a good industry to be in, especially right now. No one knows how to do anything, so it's good for me.
I usually take care of pretty much everything around my house, unless it's something that I just don't feel comfortable with doing. But everything from, like you say, from doing a little bit of carpentry work to doing a little electric work to French drains, all that stuff, I just do it myself.
It's a good talent to have, because I'm not cheap. So if I had to pay someone to come out and do all this, yeah, it'd be a lot of work. Cost a lot of money. So yeah, I enjoy it though. I have good clients, and I'm lucky to be able to pick and choose which jobs I want to take, you know, and which clients I want to work for.
But if you're booked 4 miles, so listen to me, 4 months out, hell, you must do some good work then.
I think so. I feel like I do, and like I said, I've been lucky enough to pick and choose which clients I want to work for, and honestly, I would say 50% of the work I do is going back behind another contractor and redoing their screw up. Yeah, it's unfortunate to see some of these hack jobs out there that, you know, basically stealing people's money.
You can see that. There's a lot of that out there right now, and it stinks.
Certainly, some of these people, you know, they don't know any better, but they'll go ahead and give them the full, you know, payment up front for a job. I had probably 5 customers last year who lost a substantial amount of money because they paid someone up front, and then they never came back and did the job.
Because that is nothing but a thief.
It's really unfortunate. You know, a lot of these people I'm working for are retired and, you know, not living paycheck to, you know, Social Security check to Social Security check, but, you know, they ain't going as far. Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a good job. Like I said, I've been to have some really good clients and, stay as busy as I've been lately, and you know, it ebbs and flows. You know, sometimes I'll be absolutely covered up with stuff, and sometimes I'll, you know, be maybe only a month booked out, but it usually doesn't take long for my schedule to fill back up, and I've always got clients who are waiting on me, you know, basically almost have me on retainer. I think they wish they could, but I don't do that.
You know, having busy days and slow days is the nature of the beast, you know, especially in your type of work. But it's good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well with that. That's a good thing.
I get to make my own schedule and do as I please, and I can make as little money or as much money as I want, and so, yeah, it's been nice. So, well, I'm about to destinate here, finally making it home through all this traffic. I think I just beat most of it. So I'll say 73. It was a pleasure talking to you, Jody, and I'll be clear on your final, KI4EJY.
Yes, sir, it was. Very much a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll do this again sometime, but I'm pulling into my driveway, too. So have a great night. 73 from KM4MUF.